Blog Talk Radio.
Please continue listening to part two of Bishop Glovina Harris' message.
It brings us, praise God, to that website. It brings that attachment to us. We open it up, and contained in it is the blessing. Parents, you will bring rich rewards upon the lives of your children when you bless them. As you are blessed richly, God has blessed you with rewards. Now you must release those rewards upon others. You've got the goods. You've got the power. You've got the blessing of God upon your life. Now it is imperative, my brothers and sisters, that we begin to release it upon others. The blessing, how we pass it down. Because once you begin to bless, listen at this, things are going to start to click. As you begin to bless others, bless your children, things are going to start, will begin to click, and you will no longer be looking at things as simply as a coincidence. But things will begin to come together as never before. You'll begin to draw from the unlimited resource of the spiritual riches of the kingdom of God. Parents are blessed when they see their children reap the benefits of the blessing. When you see your children reaping the benefits, you're blessed. I know you are. You feel good when you see that your children are doing well. You want your children to do well, but you want them to even do better. And as you bless them and as you begin to see the rewards of your blessing, it's a beautiful feeling. There really are not words to describe a parent that's able to sleep at night because they're not worried about their children. The blessing, the pass down. And you want, maybe you are already part of a generation where, oh my God, you know, oh boy, this is beautiful. A few years back, an older lady, we were having a conversation, and her daughter was in an ungodly relationship. And just in talking about it, the way that she brought it into focus, it always stuck with me over the years. She said, "My daughter has got to get her life in order because she has children that she needs to be praying for. Follow me." And if her life is out of order and if she's in an ungodly relationship, how will God honor her prayers? She said, "You see, because we come from a family where we spend 4 hours a day praying for our children and our grandchildren and our great-grands, and we have passed this through our family." Say, the pass down, I'm getting it down, the pass down, because now they said, "Look, we have been doing this for generations and generations." You may already be part of a legacy like that, but you, my God, my brothers and sisters that are here today, you can begin this legacy of the pass down. You got it. You will begin to draw from the unlimited resource of the spiritual riches of God. Parents are blessed when they see their children reap the benefits of the blessing. God is happy when he sees us, my God, reaping the benefits of the blessing. But I want to add something here. I want you to bookmark this. There's no guarantee because you impart the blessing that your children won't get off track. You've done your part. Now you have to trust God. You're covered. He said what? Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he's old, he will not depart from it. There's some of you that are sitting here today. And you're here simply because this is the way that your parents raised you. And I want you to know that we're to raise our children in the admonition of the Lord, because listen at this, life comes with challenges, doesn't it? Life is not worry-free. We don't preach a gospel that's not what? That doesn't meet the rubber, where the road and the rubber does not meet. We preach a gospel where they meet so that you can know that you run into challenges. You have challenges in life. There are difficulties that we face. But if we have God as our focus and as our center, we find our way back to Him. We make our way back to the household of faith, where the saints are gathering, praise God. That's what we've done today. We have gathered here in the name of Jesus. And the main reason why we're here is to lift up His name. Oh, blessed be the name of God. We're here to lift up the name of Jesus. We're here to come and to say, you are an awesome God. You're the one that gave your life for us. You're the one, amen, that has forgiven us of our sins. You are the one. You're the one that died on Calvary. You're the one that rose with all power in your hand. You're the one that blessed us and gave us what? This beautiful benefit of the blessing. So, parents, because you speak the blessing, it doesn't mean that they may not get off track. I want to share something with you. Jesus had 12 disciples. He trained them all, didn't he? I'm getting some help now. He had 12 disciples. Only 11 were successful. Jesus didn't do anything wrong. See, sometimes as parents, you kind of beat yourself up because what? Maybe your children didn't do exactly what you wanted them to do. This is where we trust God. God gives us the blessing. Even as born-again believers, we still stumble at times. So what I'm saying is you can't always be so hard on your kids when they're not doing the right thing. What you want to do is to learn to bless them. Discipline. Have you ever, anybody that's raised children or been guardian over children, sometimes it doesn't matter what you do, they still won't straighten up. I got some amen. I got a Jesus. I got a hand wave. I got some help all the way in the back. I got help up here. And it seems like you said, well, I'm going to discipline them. Then you read somewhere to reward them. Well, if you don't discipline, just give them a reward. Promise them something. Then you find out the promise didn't work. But then you hear the good news. Begin to speak a blessing over them. It's something about that blessing. It's something about what that love does for them. My God, it begins to build their confidence. It begins to tear down barriers in their minds. Hallelujah. When we begin to bless them, when we begin to speak the spoken blessing over them, their confidence begins to rise up. They begin to believe. They begin to recognize that some of the things that they need on the inside, in their own way, don't you underestimate these children, because I certainly don't underestimate you. They begin to believe that, hey, with God all things are possible, because what? You're speaking the blessing. You're speaking the spoken word over them. And God's word is powerful. It's lasted. It's still on the number one bestsellers list all these years. Or the number one bestseller. I'm not going to say on the list. So God gives us the blessing as born-again believers, and we still sometimes stumble. As I mentioned, Jesus had 12 men. Only 11 succeeded. One betrayed him. And Jesus stuck by them for 3.5 years. He trained them. He taught them. He anointed all of them. He taught them all the Holy Scriptures. He preached from the Torah and taught them. And listen at this, even David, King David knew how to bless. The blessing, the pattern of the blessing had been even passed down to King David. King David knew how to bless, but yet his son Absalom stood at the gate of the city and turned people against his own father. Do you follow what I'm saying? Keep living, you will. David blessed Absalom, but Absalom stood at the gate and turned people against his own father. And the fathers in the Bible had a better, don't throw anything up here at me, but the fathers in the Bible had a better success rate than some of us do here in the church today in the 21st century. Why? Could it be because we have failed to bless and to pass the blessing on? Could it be? When you begin to bless, you're going to see things turn around in the family. So whatever your child is going through or whatever you are going through, my beloved, the blessing can bring it into focus, into God's focus, into God's throne room and provide manna from heaven. Oh, my God. It can provide aid. It can provide spiritual nourishment. It can provide, the result will be self-control. You'll begin to see self-control and confidence being manifested. Even as we come together in the household of faith, what happens is that what? We begin to get more self-control. You might not have it all under control as you would like for it to be, but we cannot deny that God is present and he's moving in our lives. It will be the same as you bless your children, as you bless those who are under your influence. Whatever your child is going through or you, the blessing can bring it into the focus of God and provide manna, give them self-control and confidence. As I mentioned, punishing and rewarding, it can only do so much. You must bless them. Get this deep on the inside of them. This is what happens. This is why sometimes we preach the same thing over and over again. Because we want to get it deep, deep on the inside of you. I like to share a story where when we were growing up, I tell people my parents were not, quote, professed Christians. I didn't grow up in a Christian home where the family got together and we went to church together. But the oddest thing, the most beautiful thing, my parents were so honest. My mother worked for the Department of Labor, and never once did she ever bring a pen home. And I'm not saying that because I know all of us got government pens at home and all this stuff. I say sometimes, let me just put a pause on there. I say sometimes just do a little ethical sweep in the house. Get all the little government stuff up. Put it in a box and just bring it on back to work. All the pens and the, you know, especially when we're overseas. But I never even saw them, and this was back in the days of when people used stamps and stuff, snail mail. I never saw her bring a stamp home. I never saw her bring anything home from the job. And then I remember once as a little girl, I saw some stationery from her job. And I was so shocked. I said, Mom, how'd this get here? She saw they were throwing it out. So I asked them, well, can I just take it home for my kids to just scribble on or something? I say all that to say this. My parents were very honest people. Pretty much very honest, you know, at least from where we were as children. And they taught us to tell the truth. And let me tell you something. It got us in trouble, especially when we became adults. I know you don't want to hear that. And so I would kind of get angry at people. Well, I get angry at my parents, really. And I would talk to them, and I would say, look, you know what? I feel that you put us at a disadvantage because you taught us to be honest. You taught us to tell the truth. And I'm finding out, everybody out here, no. And here we are, yeah, I did it, or yeah, I, you know. This is really the beautiful point of the story. My mother said to us, she said to me, I wanted to put so much to the best of our ability. We wanted to put so much good on the inside of you all because we knew the world would teach you how to lie. The world would teach you how to steal. They teach you how to connive, and if I can use the term slick, they would teach you all those things. She said, but we just believe that if we put so much on the inside of you, they never get it all out. And this is the point of you blessing your children. The point of you blessing those who you're with and who you're around and receiving the blessing from those that bless you. It'll put something on the inside of you. Something so deep, deep on the inside of you that you will begin to touch the lives of those that come into contact with you. I'm not saying you should just teach your children to just be out here and not have any type of, we used to call it street sense. I don't know what they call it now. But teach them, yes, how to conduct themselves and how not to allow people to just, you know, in other words, teach them to have a strong mind and not fall for just anything that people say. But when you bless them, God will begin to give them the wisdom and the divine knowledge. We're almost finished. In the name of Jesus. Is this all right this afternoon? We're just about done. So this blessing will put something deep on the inside of them. There's power in this blessing. The kingdom is released to take dominion in their life. I think that's the key. One of the major keys to the kingdom. When you bless them, now what? The kingdom is released in their life. The kingdom of God now takes dominion in their mind, in their life, and in their emotions, and in their affairs. They begin to realize and know that they're loved. They begin to sense on a very deep level that they are appreciated. It will increase their self-respect and in turn, respect for others. It's the power of the blessing to heal. We experience it right here in the household of faith. As we worship God, as we come together as a unified body, it's not about one person bringing the message. It is about the Word of God being preached and taught for all of us. Anyone in here could release the Word of God. And if the Lord's anointing is on it, we will all be blessed. These examples that we've looked at, it shows us that the Bible reveals that that your children may not produce 100% every time. But don't let this discourage you. And even if you're not producing 100% of the time, it doesn't discourage God. God doesn't get, sometimes people say, God is sick and tired and this and God. No, God's not sick and tired of you. He loves you. God's not mad at you. Don't forget, he sent his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him would not perish, but would have what? Everlasting life. God loves you. And just because your children don't always meet up to 100% all the time, don't you be discouraged. Don't have that defeatist attitude. God wants you to walk in faith. He wants you to know that they may be going through their struggles just as we do. This is what I want us to begin to look at. We go through struggles. I'm not above struggles. I remember once my spiritual mother, who I thought was a humongous, I thought she was just right next to Jesus in line. My spiritual mother was just, I thought, just such a powerful woman. And I remember one night after Bible study, my spiritual mother asked me to pray for her grandson, and I thought, oh, Lord, the world must be coming to an end. If my mentor needs prayer, I really did. So we're not to look at people. We're all responsible for each other. We're all responsible for each other. We're all responsible to love each other, encourage each other, pray for one another. I'm responsible to pray and to love you and to lift you up. You're responsible to pray and to love me. We are a part of the family of God. We're getting ready to close. Okay, that's it. Go on, you can close the book. God wants us to walk in faith. And what will happen as you bless your children? Listen at this. Failures will be reduced to a minimum when you use the word of the Lord to bless. Oh, blessed be the name of God. My God. The pass down. Abraham passed it on to Isaac. these men in the Bible made preparation to bless, and I want to get this part in before we leave today. When they, before they blessed, they took initiative to prepare. When you get ready to bless, take initiative to prepare. In the Bible, it talks about how when he was old, how he set himself up in the bed. He gathered his strength. Prepare yourself before you bless the children. You may need to study. Take your Bible out and look at Numbers 6, 24 through 26. Prepare yourself. Take initiative. Because you are about to enrich your child's or someone's life. Make it a tradition to pray over them. Bring them to church. Anoint them with oil. Standing here at the altar, we're creating traditions that are healthy and beautiful. Your children and you will always remember your time here in Naples when we would come to the altar and pray. Because these are eternal things. These are things of God that we're doing. It will strengthen their lives. Pray for them before you send them off to school. Isaac even blessed his son Jacob a second time. And when he blessed him, he gave him a charge. Do not marry unbeliever. Do not marry a woman that is an unbeliever. Parents, try to establish this in your children's lives. Maybe it'll work, maybe it won't. Remember I told you that. Doesn't mean you're going to always, it's going to be always 100% successful. I prayed for my son's wives when they were little boys. I prayed. Then when my oldest son got married, my daughter-in-law asked me after a while they had been married, she said, Mom, do you believe that I'm the right man? Do you believe that I'm the right woman for your son? I said, sure, I believe that. I said, you know how I know? Because I prayed. When they were little kids, I prayed that God would bring the right woman into their lives. So I've got no doubts you're the right woman. And that gave what? Gave me confidence as a mother. So, in closing, the younger may have more spiritual connection than the older. And so however God has you to line them up to be blessed, that's what you do. So I want to thank God for you all today, that Isaac and Jacob's blessing was so important that it was included in the New Testament in Hebrews. It was included in the what we call the Faith Hall of Fame. Isaac was known as the child of the promise, and God made a covenant and laid out the plan with Abraham to pass this on to his sons. I'm telling you today, the pass down. And God knows, as never before, we need this. Isaac took initiative in preparing to bless his two sons when they were very small. Bless your children. Pray for them, praise God. Pray that God will bring godly wives and husbands. Remember the word of God when you're blessing them. Don't be partial with your blessings. And follow God's direction and plans. Remember, God spoke that Jacob, although younger, would be served by the older. And remember, the mother, the wife, she prevented her husband from giving or imparting the blessing to the wrong son. Because remember, God had spoke that the older would serve the younger. Grandparents must bless their grandchildren, just as Jacob did. And families need to partake during this time of blessing. Please stand. God bless you. If there's anyone today, you're not.
Thank you. And please join me the next time on the Dr. Glovina Show. You can connect with me on my social media platforms. And until next time, love, peace, and prosperity.